You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
What makes you who you are? According to Time magazine, the latest science says both genes and your experience interact throughout the whole of your life.
For some time, it has been a perennial debate. Which is the more potent shaper of the human essence, nature or nurture? Some were persuaded that the secret of human behaviour is entirely due to the environment. That is, we are who we are because of where we live and the way our parents brought us up.
And those on the other side of the ongoing debate? We're totally convinced it's because of the makeup of our genes that we are who we are. After all, a gene is part of a cell which determines inherited characteristics.
The latest findings now appear to be a balance of the two. The new understanding of the fundamental building blocks of life is based on the discovery that genes are not puppet masters pulling on the strings of our behaviour. Instead, it appears our genes also take their cue from everything that happens to us, right from the very moment of our conception.
Now, in the Victorian era, it was a well-accepted fact that people should remain in the class into which they were born. This false belief was founded on the premise that humans came into the world with inherited nature, which in turn affected the sphere into which they were born.
The fact is, even if we are predisposed to certain types of behaviour, we are not mindless robots that must act as our natures direct. That would be a frightening prospect. Instead, we have been given a wonderful gift of a free will. We ourselves determine our response to any given situation. We have a choice. Therefore, we are held responsible for those actions.
None can ever claim they had no control over the behaviour because of being born that way or forced to act because of the environment into which they were placed. Each, as a unique individual, has a choice as to how they'll behave.
And that kind of nullifies the blame game, doesn't it? It seems that for many years now, that has been accepted by certain judges in the courts as being an acceptable excuse. It was the environment into which they were born is the catch cry. Yet this completely overlooks the fact that many others born into the same or a similar environment have never committed a comparable crime.
The reality of being a person responsible for our own life means being careful with whom we interact. It also means being careful of our thought life. Strange as it might sound, we are what we think. There's an old proverb that says, "As he thinks in his heart, so is he." If we can cram our minds with filth and pornography, then we'll want to experience it. Guarding our thoughts and our actions is everyone's obligation to the society in which we live. We're also told, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This begs the question, why would Almighty God be interested in little old me?
Well, the answer to that is found in Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts to me, O my God.
That beautiful psalm describes perfectly God's concern and care for every unborn child. He's the one who designed the genes that are the building blocks of every single human born on earth. He is the one who knows all about us before we were even born. But he also promises his peace, his comfort, his forgiveness, his strength, and above all, his unconditional love.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.